Lord Jesus has come. And during this season of the year, when we focus on his first appearance on earth, let me invite you to join us as we sing and speak of him. Let me invite you to come. Come and behold him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing with us.
Let's stand as we sing.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Just the ladies, please. Everyone,
glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Just the ladies on the first stanza.
Christ the newborn King.
Then on the second.
Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant.
Everyone,
come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King.
Everyone on the last.
Sages, leave your contemplations. Brighter visions gleam afar. Seek the great desire of nations. He has seen the infant star. Come and worship. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, worship.
There were shepherds and wise men, maybe others, who came not only to behold the newborn king, but also to adore him. Few, if any, really knew what lay ahead for this king. Would he ascend the throne in Israel, overtaking Caesar or Herod? Would he rise to power as a military leader, like his ancestor, King David? Would he become a great prophet, like Isaiah and Jeremiah? No one knew. Still, so many questions about this child they found in such a lowly place. But even through the questions, the Spirit of God assured them that this was their Messiah.
Who comes this night, this wintry night, as to the lowly manger? The shepherds and the kings did come to welcome in the stranger. Who sends this song upon the air to ease the soul that's aching, to still the cry of deep despair, and heal the heart that's breaking? This night with humble heart to give the fullest measure, a gift of purest love to bring what good and worthy treasure.
This child, Jesus, was the image of his father, his heavenly Father, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God.
Have a special treat for you now. We have some of our youth and some of our children that are going to come up and sing. So if you're one of those, come ahead. You know who you are.
Thank you. lifted to the high. And she makes the mountain shake. Oh, baby. Raise the banner high. Our King is the worthy one.
His glory's all around. Heaven's coming down to the earth. Our God is with us now. Lift your voice. Join the angels in worship the Lord.
And the most worthy of praise, his greatest one can fathom. One generation will command your works to another. They will tell your mighty acts. They will speak the glorious splendor of your majesty and will mandate. They will tell of your power and your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds.
They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful sing of righteousness.
Glory's all around. Heaven's coming down to the earth. Our God is with us now. Lift your voice. Join the angels. His glory's all around. Heaven's coming down to the earth. Our God is with us now. Lift your voice.
Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together.
He was the invisible God in human form. We believe this is true, for the scripture tells us so. But how can we see him now? He is invisible to us again. So how can we behold him today?
Open your eyes. Let the light of Jesus shine in your heart, casting away the shadows of doubt, so you can see him.
I was a seeker, alone in a dark world. I searched for truth, but settled for lies. I had been blinded. I couldn't see till a star from Bethlehem's sky opened my eyes.
I have seen the light shining in the darkness, bursting through the shadows.
and innocent baby, who could believe that he was the one? I can believe it. I know it's true. Changed my life.
He is the light. He is God's Son.
I have seen the light shining in the darkness, bursting through the shadows, still say, I can't behold him. I still can't see him. The shadows are still there, obstructing my view. It is in the shadows sometimes that God, through his Son Jesus, reveals himself most clearly. Listen to the testimony of this song.
There are moments on our journey following the Lord, where God illumines every step we take. There are times when circumstances make perfect sense to us as we try to understand each move he makes. But when the path grows dim and our questions have no answers, turn to him. Bow the knee.
was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then, for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher.
He never wrote a book. He never held office. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness.
And yet all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that one solitary life.
That one man, Jesus, became sin on our behalf so that when he was crucified, he made a way for us to have a new relationship with our Heavenly Father. And on that third day, when he arose from the dead, the power that raised him now gives us the chance to live eternally in heaven. We invite you once more to come, behold him for who he truly is.